Kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield, Current Resistance, Sound of the Farm, All Together Now. A song about how British and German soldiers during World War I said no to war and stopped fighting. And of course tomorrow it's your turn to say no to war. At the big demo against the bombing of Syria down in London. There is a coach from Chesterfield at 8 a.m. from near J. James Cycles. To book your place on the coach, you book online at the Eventbrite website. There's a link to booking the transport on the Pro Peace Chesterfield Facebook group. That's the Chesterfield Pro Peace Facebook group. So go onto Facebook and check that out. And I got the text from you, Tim. Thanks for the text. Unfortunately, I've not had a chance to check the email yet, but I will be dealing with your request and what have you on Tuesday in Underground Resistance. But for now, this next track's for you. Sound of Ian Brown. Illegal Attacks.
So what the fuck is this UK? Gone away. with this US of A in Iraq and Iran and in Afghanistan. Just on a day go by without the Israeli Air Force failed to drop its bombs from the sky. How many mothers cry? How many sons have to die? How many missions left to fly over Palestine? Cause as a matter of fact, it's a pact, it's an act. These are illegal attacks, so bring the soldiers back. These are illegal attacks, it's contracts for contacts. I'm saying concrete facts, so bring the soldiers back.
What mean you thought you beat my people? What mean you thought you beat my people? And grind the faces of the poor.
So tell me just how cool were the Taliban? Sat burning incense in Texas, roaming round in a lair. Sitting on 6 billion oil drums, down with the Dow Jones, up on the Nasdaq, pushed into the war zones.
It's a commercial crusade, cause all the men get paid, and only so many soldiers come home.
It's a commando crusade, a military charade, and only so many soldiers come home.
What mean you got to beat my people? And grind the faces of the poor.
Soldiers, soldiers, come home. Size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog on the day or the night. There's no time to reflect on the threat, the situation, the bad nor the fight. These are commercial crusades, cause all the army get paid. These are commando crusades, commando tactical raid. Come from the streets and the oil. Baghdad to Tehran and Tel Aviv, bring forth the prophets of the Lord. From day back to spilling pockets with the prophets agreed. These are commercial crusades, commando tactical raids, play military charades to get paid.
Of the poor.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. British RAF fighters have launched waves of airstrikes on Syria since MPs voted by 397 to 223 for war on Wednesday of last week. Our rulers talk of bombing ISIS, not bombing Syria. But just as in Afghanistan, Iraq and Libya, British bombs will kill ordinary people. Tory Defence Secretary Michael Fallon has warned that the war in Syria was not going to be short or simple. Before the vote for war, the talk had been about a swift and urgent military intervention to break ISIS. The ruling class has a history of winning people to war by arguing that intervention will be minimal, but there is always a drive to escalate. The heads of state at the COP21 climate change talks in Paris know that climate change is one of the most urgent problems facing humanity. They also know that no deal they come up with will be anything like what is needed to solve it. The fascist Front National topped the polls in the first round of French regional elections last Sunday. The Front National gained because mainstream politicians' persecution of Muslims has legitimised the fascists. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, as Parliament voted for war in Syria last week, Labour MPs ratcheted up the war on Jeremy Corbyn. After Storm Desmond wreaked devastation across Cumbria and Lancashire, furious residents demand more than the usual promises from Cameron. At the same time as bombing Syria, the British government is making it harder for Syrian refugees to get safe haven in the UK. A feature on ISIS, who they are and how they grew. And war, how can we stop it? You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. You can buy your copy of Socialist Worker in Chesterfield Town Centre each Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. outside Primark, or from the Chesterfield SWP branch meetings, which this coming week are going to be held in the Saints Centre, just beneath the Crooked Spire. Or you can get Socialist Worker delivered. For more details, phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. Or email swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net.
Socialist Worker is your paper.
Buy it, read it, sell it.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Dum 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 d dum 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 dum. Wish I was at home for Christmas. If I get elected, I'll stop. I will stop the cavalry.
Well, I think at this stage in the game I can get away with playing a few Christmas songs. That was Jonah Louie, Stop the Cavalry. It's time for Pick of the Strikes. A roundup of strikes locally, nationally and internationally. UCU union members at the Open University are continuing a wave of strikes against courts. Workers have staged a national strike and several regional walkouts against bosses' plans to close seven regional centres and slash over 500 jobs. Bosses want to shut sites in Birmingham, Bristol, Cambridge, Gateshead, Leeds, London and Oxford. Closing centres will exclude a lot of people who don't have resources to do things without support. Driving examiners from the DVSA ended a week of rolling strikes with a national walkout on Friday of last week. They have been fighting attempts by DVSA management to extend the working day to fit in more driving tests. Workers say plans to extend the working day effectively means a pay cut and will endanger road safety, as rules say that all tests have to be held in good daylight. Members of the PCS union took part in rolling strikes beginning on Tuesday of last week, and prospect union members, who plan to strike every Friday, struck alongside the PCS national strike on Friday. Bus drivers working for Arriva in Medway, Kent, struck on Friday of last week and Monday of this week. The Unite Union members are in dispute over new timetables and schedules, which have left drivers behind the wheel for 5.5 hours without a proper break or access to toilet facilities. Arriva brought in new timetables without consultation, which also angered passengers as it cut off bus routes necessary for people to get to work or shop. Teachers at Tech City in Islington, North London, began a 2-day strike on Tuesday of this week and also plan a 3-day strike from Tuesday of next week. The free school was formerly known as STEM 6. NUT union members unanimously voted for strikes after a stressed worker collapsed in the classroom. NUT members at Alfreton Grange School in Derbyshire began a 3-day strike on Tuesday of this week over changes to the timetable that damages children's education. Teachers at Birmingham Small Heath School were set to strike on Thursday of this week to stop the school becoming an academy. Teachers at Bourneville School and Sixth Form Centre began a 2-day strike on Tuesday of this week over planned job cuts. cuts. Bosses at the school want to close the sixth form and cut at least 14 jobs. NUT members at Listerdale Primary Academy in Rotherham struck on Wednesday and Thursday of last week in support of suspended head teacher Craig Roberts. Traffic wardens in Brighton and Hove struck on Saturday and Sunday of last week. The GMB union members are demanding a 4% pay rise, but outsourcer NSL is refusing workers more than 1%. Traffic wardens in Enfield, North London, were also set to strike on Friday of this week. The GMB members are also fighting NSL bosses for a £9.40 living wage. Hundreds of workers on London's Docklands Light Railway are set for a series of escalating walkouts. Their RMT union said DLR operators Keolis Amy are wrecking industrial relations. Two 24-hour strikes are set for 11th and 13th of January, and these will be followed by 48-hour strikes in February and March, and two four-day strikes in March. But I'll end on a victory. NUT members at Ely College in Cambridge have called off a strike after winning demands over workload and performance targets.
Workers at work, unite! You have nothing to lose but your chains!
Yeah.
Yeah, the unmistakable sound there of John Lennon. Give peace a chance. It's time for direct action. A roundup of protests and demonstrations, locally, nationally and internationally, recent and coming. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets against Britain joining another war in the Middle East. A demonstration in Sheffield on the night of the vote was very lively and angry. Up to 500 people marched in Nottingham, where there had been reported Islamophobic attacks. Around 2,000 people joined a demonstration in Bristol on the night of the vote and were set to march again on Wednesday of this week. Manchester, 2,000 people marched on the night of the vote, the city's second anti-war protest in a week. Hundreds marched in Manchester again last Saturday. Elsewhere, activists were building for, or rather everywhere, activists were building for a national demonstration in central London tomorrow, that Saturday. The Elbit 19 Palestine Solidarity activists arrested on a protest earlier this year were celebrating as all charges against them were dropped. The 19 activists heard the news on Thursday of last week, the very day they were due in court to face charges of breaching an injunction. They had been charged with breaching an injunction that prevented protesters from coming within 250 metres of the factory, but they were not aware that the injunction was in place. Charges of assaulting a police officer against two of the activists were also dropped. Up to 500 people attended a solidarity protest at Finsbury Park Mosque in North London on Friday of last week after an attempted firebombing. The attack came as Muslims suffer increasing abuse and assaults across Britain. Some 400 NHS students protested against Tory plans to axe their bursaries outside the Department of Health on Wednesday of last week. The nurses' protest came 3 days after the British Medical Association wrongly suspended strikes by junior doctors against Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt's plans to impose new, worse contracts for more talks. The fascist, not casual infidels tried to march in Nottingham last Saturday. Their intention was to hold a demonstration in Market Square against immigration. But up to 80 people came out to oppose them, while the fascists only managed to bring 30 people, a number that quickly depleted. And they were unable to reach Market Square. Angry anti-war protesters challenged Shadow Foreign Secretary Hilary Benn for voting for war outside his surgery in Leeds last Saturday. Around 50 protesters rallied to show their opposition to bombing Syria. Sadly, Benn refused to accept that he was wrong to compare bombing Syria to fighting fascism in Spain during the 1930s. Library workers and users hit the streets of Lewisham, South London, last weekend to defend the service. Campaigners held stalls and a brief march to get the message out. The Labour Council there wants to slash £1 million from the borough's libraries. Council boss has replaced full-time staff with volunteers at 5 out of 12 libraries in 2011 and now plan to remove staff from a further 4 libraries, leaving just 3 professionally staffed sites for 275,000 people. London Teachers Housing Campaign supporters held a protest outside Foxton's estate agents in Islington, North London on Saturday of last week. They are fighting against high rents for teachers. Fire Brigade Union members protested outside City Hall in South London on Wednesday of last week, lobbying the London Fire and Emergency Planning Authority over plans to scrap 13 fire engines and axe 200 jobs. And now on to coming protests. Tomorrow, that's Saturday, in central London, there's the Stop the War National Demo, Stop Bombing Syria, assembling at 12 noon outside BBC Broadcasting House at Portland Place. The demo is supported by CND and by the Muslim Association of Britain. There is a coach from Sheffield and from Chesterfield. In Chesterfield, or rather leaving Chesterfield at 8 a.m. from near J.E. James's Cycles. To book your place on that coach, you need to visit the Eventbrite website. For the link there to book your ticket, go to the Pro Peace Facebook group. That's the Pro Peace Chesterfield Facebook group. Also tomorrow, that's Saturday, activists from around the world are heading to Paris to take part in a day of action against climate change. This is despite the state of emergency in France, which bans protests, to show that we aren't prepared to allow the politicians at the COP21 climate conference off the hook.
it's no laughing parted when you've been on the murder mile. Only takes one itch to trigger, one more widow, one less white nigger. Oliver's army is here to stay. Oliver's army are on their way, and I would rather be anywhere else.
The unmistakable sound there of Elvis Costello, Oliver's Army. This is the Radio Resistance through Ed Guide. A guide to protests and meetings and anything of interest to socialists in the Chesterfield area. Kicking off tomorrow, that's Saturday the 12th of December. With the Stop the War National Demo, Stop Bombing Syria, to be held from 12 midday outside Broadcasting House in London. There will be a coach from Chesterfield leaving outside J. James' Cycles at 8 a.m. To book your ticket for that coach, visit the Chesterfield Pro Peace, or rather Pro Peace Chesterfield, Facebook group. Then on Thursday the 17th of December, the Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party will have its end of year social event with refreshments and quiz of the year and a raffle. This will be held at 7:30 p.m. in a slightly different venue, namely the Saints Parish Centre, which is at 33 St Mary's Gate, just below the Crooked Spire and opposite the White Swan. Then after Christmas, when we've all recovered, on Thursday the 7th of January, the first Chesterfield branch meeting of the Socialist Workers' Party will be on. Did the Paris COP21 climate talks achieve anything?
The Working Class Needs is a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes.
What the Working Class Needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class.
What the Working Class Needs is a party which is run by and for the working class.
The Socialist Workers' Party is that party!
Thank you. madness a dance hall will have to stop. Some of them a say that them a bad man. Some of them a say that them a dan. The other rest of them a say a gunman. The other rest of them ball out them a nan. We want love. If you even go take up your big sixpence and come to jump and drive over high fence. What me say?
Peace and love in a the dance are peace and love. Peace and love in a the dance are peace and love.
Hear what I say?
Peace and love.
Afraid of your M16, neither afraid of your Bushmaster, because from your heart of war I know what you're after. Come to destroy each and everyone. But you hear me?
Peace and love in the dance of peace and love.
Peace within the hall.
Love in a the dance hall, peace and love.
Come sister, make we rock.
Peace and love in a the dance hall, peace and love.
Sister Pat, sister Pat.
Peace and love in a the dance hall, peace and love.
Just a while ago you throw your hand over my shoulder. I feel like falling to bed. No better than yet though. When I take a stop to hear the music get red. I've got to up and skip and shake up I dread. Let me say
peace and love in a the dance of peace and love to everybody. Peace and love in a the dance of peace and love. Peace and love.
The music to holler and pull up.
Right.
Me nah boost up nah push up. But reggae music get internationally. That's why we have got to jump and sing musically. What we are singing, say?
Peace and love, it and the dancer. Peace and love.
Yes, Hound Dove Culture, peace and love. This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Now tomorrow, Saturday, here in Chesterfield, the forecast looks terrible for the paper sale. Heavy rain, even sleet into the afternoon, although drying out later in and into the late afternoon. Staying cold all day though, maximum temperature a chucking filly 3 degrees. About the only good thing is they'll be like quite light winds. Bit of a different picture for those going to London for the anti-war demo. There's still going to be heavy rain in the morning, but the afternoon will be mostly dry, with occasional light rain later. And temperatures will be a sharp contrast to Chesterfield. Mild for December, in fact, with a maximum temperature of 12 degrees. Although it will be pretty breezy, so forewarned is forearmed with the banners. And back to Chesterfield. Sunday's going to be dry but cloudy, and it's going to be staying chilly, with mist and fog into the night. Monday's staying dry but cloudy, warming up slightly to a maximum temperature of 7 degrees. Tuesday's going to see light rain or drizzle from the afternoon onwards. And there's going to be light rain on Wednesday. Back to being dry on Thursday and Friday, and also warming up then to a mild 11 degrees maximum, but also becoming breezy. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia, right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. So we must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness, just as we are for a change in the weather.
Radio Resistance sun rahe hain.
Let's start with the definition. A definition of war. War is when your government decides who you fear and insists on it with lords. How about if we all disagree? Having a true democracy. The powers that be keep us hungry. Work it out for yourself, you'll see. How about a war on poverty? Your enemy.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Sound of the Thief action from the latest album, Reading Writing Revolution. That's the track Choose Your Enemy. Now we're coming towards the end of part one of Radio Resistance Chesterfield this week. That's Current Resistance. So over to you. If you'd like to email us with a report of a demo you've been on, such as tomorrow, or a strike, or a meeting you've been to, ready for Underground Resistance, which is going to be recorded this week on Tuesday, or maybe you'd like to give your views on any current events, there's plenty to give your views on, whether it be something in Socialist Worker, or whether it be the latest rabies from Donald Trump, or from that boxer Tyson, what's his name? Or maybe you'd just like to request a song or dedicate a song to a friend. Either which way, you can contact us by the following means. You can email us at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. If you like to keep it old school, you can text us or leave a message of up to a minute's length on 07928 711 667. That's 07928 711 667. Or else you can tweet us or contact us on Facebook. For links to us on Twitter or on Facebook, you can link to from our webspace, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. Like I say, that's about all we've got time for now. Hope to see you tomorrow on the demo down in London. We're going to stick it not just to the Tories, but also to the 66 cowards in Labour who voted for the war. And either which way, I hope to catch you again on Tuesday for Underground Resistance. For now, though, I'm going to sign off, going back to another war back in the noughties. Here's the sound of George Michael. Shoot the dog.